From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. President Obama has given the military the go-ahead to send more troops to Afghanistan. The president will reveal details of his new plan for the war in a primetime address to the nation tonight. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly has more.
President Obama has promised, quote, to finish the job in Afghanistan, and he's expected to announce tonight that he's sending thousands more troops to do so. The president has already briefed military commanders on his decision, and the White House says he'll spend today briefing congressional leaders and key international allies before traveling to the U.S. Military Academy at West Point for tonight's speech. Along with the announcement on troop numbers, aides to Mr. Obama say he'll lay out how he plans to pay for the war, how he'll measure progress in Afghanistan, and how, ultimately, he hopes to end U.S. involvement there. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
Early this morning, President Obama and Afghan President Hamid Karzai held a lengthy video conference call to discuss the new U.S. strategy. The presidential palace in Kabul issued a statement saying the conference lasted about an hour. Karzai's office says the two leaders discussed in detail the security, political, military, and economic aspects of the strategy. The call was one of several the president has been making to world leaders, including the president of Pakistan. The first of what could be dozens and possibly hundreds of amendments was introduced yesterday as debate got underway in the U.S. Senate on the massive health care overhaul proposed by Democrats. More from NPR's David Wellna.
Maryland Democrat Barbara Mikulski offered the first amendment to the health care bill. She said it aims to expand coverage of preventive testing for women that's recommended by their doctors.
Decisions should be made in doctors' offices, not in the office of a member of Congress or the office of an insurance executive.
But Republicans said the measure would do nothing to change guidelines issued recently by the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, which questioned the need for annual mammograms for all women under 50. Mike Enzi is a Wyoming Republican.
This amendment really doesn't do anything to protect patients who might be denied access to preventive tests in the future, like prostate exams, colonoscopies, pap smears, if bureaucrats decide to deny access.
The Senate's expected to stay in session on weekends to finish work on the health care bill. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.
Japanese stock prices closed higher today on news that the central bank was holding an unscheduled board meeting amid government pressure to do more about the surging yen and falling consumer prices. The Nikkei average rose by 227 points, or 2.4%. Oil prices rose to near $78 a barrel in Asian trading today as Iran's detention of five British sailors threatened to raise tensions between the major crude oil exporter and Western powers. This is NPR News. Later today, the U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments in a case testing whether a lender can go after a student borrower years after a bankruptcy judge has approved a repayment plan and the plan has been fulfilled. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Under federal law, it's very difficult for a student loan borrower to be released from his or her loan, even in bankruptcy. But today, Francisco Espinosa is asking the Supreme Court to uphold a lower court's approval of his 1992 bankruptcy filing, under which he repaid $13,000 in a student loan, but did not have to repay the additional $4,000 in interest. Today, 17 years after a bankruptcy court approved that plan, the lender will tell the Supreme Court the plan is void. Backed by the federal government and 24 states, the lender contends the plan is invalid because the bankruptcy court did not follow all the procedural rules required by law. Espinosa's lawyers counter that the lender was repeatedly notified of the terms and didn't object. To allow plans to be reopened years after they're approved and paid off, they argue, would throw the bankruptcy courts into chaos. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Russian Mission Control is reporting that astronauts from Canada and Belgium, along with a Russian cosmonaut, have landed safely in Kazakhstan. Their return ends a six-month stay on the International Space Station. Mission Control says the Russian Soyuz TMA-15 capsule carrying the three men landed with no problems in Kazakhstan's barren north. The trio blasted off to the International Space Station back on May 27th. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.